Actually, I'm very blessed to have a very close network of friends that are very tolerant of the fact that I'm different. Because, you know, they were my friends before they found out I was OS. And then when they found out I was, they said, you know what, you're still the same person. Okay, so you're not with a guy. You're still the same person. I have a very rich life. I have lots of very dear friends. You know, I travel the world. You know, I'm a 3-time world champion. I mean, it's not that I sit at home and pine away after my garden tent all alone. I mean, I do have a real life just like everyone else does. And, okay, so I don't love people. I know that's hard for people to imagine. I love them, but not in the same capacity that other people do. You know, these intimate relationships and such things.
I'm sure you've sort of sure you've analyzed this. Why do you reckon you don't, you know, find love in the traditional inter-human relationship, and that you have to seek that sort of relationship in inanimate objects?
Well, you know, you're right. I have asked this question because I have been this way, like, as far back as I can remember. So, I mean, I've never known any different. And
but there must be some reason why you and...
Obviously, I think there is.
Yeah.
Either, you know, there's a wire crossed, or I don't know what it is. But the thing is that I started asking myself this question years ago, and all I did was get frustrated because I actually voluntarily went to therapy to try to get these questions answered, and nobody could help me. They basically just said, you know, you're screwed up. And finally, you know, I got to a point in my life where I said, you know what? I'm not screwed up. I'm not hurting anybody. I'm not hurting myself. I'm not holding myself back by being this way. So I said, you know what? I don't need to know the answer anymore. Because even if they told me there was a pill that I could take that would fix me and make me mainstream, I wouldn't take it.
Okay.
Because I haven't known anything else but this, and this is what has been... what makes up who I am today.
Erica, is there a sexual dimension to your relationship with inanimate objects?
There can be, but when people, again, they use the word sex, they're, you know, they're looking at it through their glasses. They're saying, you know, this is how sex happens. This is the way they picture it would probably happen between me and an object. As I say to people, sex is like beauty. It's in the eye of the beholder. So what is sex to me, or what's intimate to me, could be entirely different from the way it is between human beings.
Well, there are scientific measures of sexual activity in that people have an orgasm.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So have you orgasmed in the company of inanimate objects? I suppose that's the.
No comment.
No, I think that is a yes. So you're married to the Eiffel Tower. We didn't get to talk about your 10-year relationship with your beau, as in bow and arrow.
Right.
And you would be coming over probably to represent America in the World Archery Competition in Wales later on this year.
I hope so. Yeah.
Right. Well, you sound oddly. And you sound like a very normal individual.
Thank you. I take that as a compliment.
Although it is obviously not normal. But anyway, thanks for sharing your objectum sexual thoughts with us this morning. And good luck in the selection process for the national team. Eric Eiffel, say again?
If people have questions, they can check out objectum-sexuality.org. That explains a lot more
okay.
about what it is.
Okay. Good morning, Erica. Good night. Good morning.
You work hard.